When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Real Raw Radio on a Monday. Welcome to the Roger JP Show, everybody. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. JP out just for today. He went to get some stuff done on his back at a doctor, an appointment. Hopefully it takes care of him. He's been in pain for a couple weeks, so hopefully that does the trick for him. But he'll be back tomorrow probably. Good morning, Brett, Monica, and Dizzy. How are we all doing?
No. How are you doing, Mr. Shed Jam?
Oh, doing...
Let's get to the Shed Jam.
Right after Shed Jam. Well...
Hey, I feel like... Okay, well, before you start...
Yeah.
Will you promise not to be... Because I know as an artiste, you are... You know, you are going to be very self-deprecating. You're going to be tough on yourself and say, okay... Yeah. You know, I wish... You know, nobody expects perfection. You're in a jam, in a yard... In a shed, yep. And your friends
literally
are there, so you're not, you know, selling out Amelie. So keep that in mind when you go over it, because I feel like it might be better than what you think.
Brett,
you had your moments.
You were there, Brett.
I was not there. No,
no. He's just going from the video and the audio.
I've been trying to cut up video. Yeah,
we've had.
we'll get it up at some point before 2024.
We had our moments. I'm just flattered that he said moments with an S on the end. I'm so happy.
Oh yeah,
that's wonderful. And now we had our moment. But, it was a lot of fun, and I'm glad we did it. We, a buddy of mine, Gary, and I played on Saturday at, it was supposed to be 5:30 in the afternoon, but Islanders overtime pushed the start time off to about 6:30, 7 o'clock, but that's all right. And
can I also say that I sincerely apologize for your conditions, because the picture that you sent looks like it was like December blizzard. Like it looks cold up there. And I was on the beach in my bathing suit when I saw it. So I was like, it looked really cold. In fact, the people that I showed it to that I was with, they were like, no. Like all they said was no. And I'm like, I know, they're in New York. What are you going
to
do?
Yeah, it was cold. There's a fire pit, you know, the whole thing
fire
to set
pits
the
are
scene
nice, though.
Out of my buddy's patio. He's got like a deck outside his house. Then outside that is the pool with grass and stuff between it. And over by the shed is a nice open grass area where there was a fire pit. And then they hung up a second annual shed party. It said 2N instead of 2ND. And we said to this girl, Jody, how come there's no D in second? She goes, the letters, it only came with 1D. And my buddy goes, that's because you got the married pack. You only get 1D.
Love it.
And that's how it started.
Off to a great start. Off to a party that is going to be the most fun.
Yeah. So, so everybody, you know, was hanging out and ended up being some people came by. I didn't even know. There were like four or five, six people, whatever. We didn't know. They were like neighbors. So
the word got out, Roger. Word got out about garage.
That's right. Garage, not like a guy who called us this morning said, how's Garage going?
Yeah,
that's not
what
it was.
Yeah.
It's a short A, Garage. So it went okay. We played our 6-song set, and then actually afterwards, after that, a little break, then we played like, I don't know, 3-4 extras. Then our buddy Roy came by, and he was like, oh, let's play some stuff. So then we played another 3 or 4 songs different, you know, like Dead Flowers from the Stones that he knew and stuff like that. But we started with Plush, and it didn't go very well from Stone Temple Pilots, honestly. It wasn't our best version. It went bad enough that we wanted to play it at the end again, so we did. We played it a second time.
You pulled the Lou Bega, where I saw him, and he played his like most popular first, and then he played like in the middle, and then he played it again at the end.
Yeah, that was our Mambo number 5.
Yeah,
right? We played it first, and we weren't even happy. We were like, let's play it again at the end. Okay, so that was later
good,
on.
That's good, though. People like that song.
Yeah, they won't mind. So, and then we went on, and Brett, if you have Friend of the Devil ready to go, we played some Dead. Which is, it's pretty basic, Friend of the Devil. It's a good song, pretty common at beach bars and that kind of thing. So we're sitting in a literal shed with the doors open, facing out to the people in the yard, the crowd.
I love this so much.
and the fire pit's blowing smoke into the shed and ash.
The shed. Nobody thought about the wind direction.
Because it's windy. Yeah, well, the wind was going the other way, and we were hidden by the shed, and so was the fire pit. That's why it was right in front of us. But it would, like, whip around and come back and blow the stuff into the shed. Mm. But listen, these are the conditions we're under. And so the two
and
of us...
And you fought through them.
Oh, yeah. You know, we fought
You're
the whole way.
You're a professional band.
So we fought through it, and the crowd is there, and they're drinking and talking just like in a bar. So that was actually the most shocking thing. I don't know how Mike and Pitbull Toddler do it, except to be, you know, louder. But like,
we just push through it too. We just, you know what it is? People aren't even talking. Oh. They're not even drinking. They got their drinks. They're ready, and we capture their full attention.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
Mike. I feel like you're going to have to give Roger some pointers. I feel like you need to coach him up a bit on how to handle this.
Yeah, when you have stage presence like myself, it's just all eyes are on you. All eyes are on you. Nobody's thinking about drinking. They have their drink. They maybe when the first set is ended, then they'll go get some more drinks. But in the meantime, they can't believe what they're seeing.
Yeah, you kind of do have that rock star. Like whenever I've gone to a few shows and you, your guitar's hanging low and you're kind of scanning the crowd a little bit, but there's no expression of.
You got, like,
scared or fear or anything on your face. You're just there.
I'm not scared. I'm not scared like Roger.
We didn't get jaw drops. We had people like hanging out, so it's a perfect like atmosphere. And then when we realized they weren't really like looking at us the whole time, it took some of the pressure off. But nonetheless, we played through, provided background, provided music, and built as we went from the beginning. Friend of the Devil is in the beginning, so keep that in mind as you hear this. This is Garage.
Got two reasons why I cried away
I love it.
She's my heart's delight. The second one is prison babe, and the sheriff's on my trail. If he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail.
I like
so what was that? Did somebody fall off their chair? They couldn't believe what they were witnessing?
So we're playing Friend of the Devil, and the fire pit that I mentioned, which is like four slabs of slate away from the shed, my buddy Peter takes some fresh wood and drops it into the metal fire pit. And so what you hear is crash, crash, right in the middle of Friend of the Devil. Now, we didn't really notice, but Susan was taking the video, and she was standing next to it. And she says to Peter, that's probably enough wood, Peter. Yeah, that's probably enough. And then 10 seconds later, crash, crash, more wood. So, you know, it's on the video, but it didn't disturb us. We didn't really hear it.
I think I like the atmosphere or the ambiance or whatever it is. It is like you're in a bar. Like when even, you know, I do. When I go see live music, the bands that I like, you know, we can't just stop everything and stare straight ahead in dead silence. There's going to be, you know, talking and moving about and drinks ordering and everything else. That adds to it. I like the way it sounded. Yeah. Well, and you sound good, Roger. Nice.
Thank you. As the rookies that we are, we didn't expect that. Our friends who gave us this challenge and gave us 4 months to do this would not totally pay attention. So they were talking to people who had no idea who had come from the neighborhood. They didn't know this was a challenge or it was our first time ever. So it was just background, which I guess in a way it's a compliment.
It is.
They would go running from the yard. They kind of hung out. And then a music teacher said, "Hi, I play keyboard and background vocals. Maybe I'll play with you guys next time." Like, oh.
Nice. See,
that's good. And she didn't go running, and she's a music teacher. So, that's my positive.
You have to take these positives because, again, you know, you're the one in the hot seat. So you're going to be like, look at all the whatever, the shortcomings of it all. But it clearly wasn't good. They weren't awkward silencing, like trying to force a clap and try to be fake encouraging because you sound like crap. They were just, they were living their lives because they're not worried about it.
Let's continue with the audio
Do you have sundown? So.
Let's finish Friend of the Devil. Now that we know that nobody fell off their chair, we've got like 20 seconds left in this video.
Oh, okay. Let's see what we got. So there's more wood.
That's just wood.
See?
Looking out for you.
Yeah. And he puts in more wood anyway. Jerk.
I mean...
there we go.
There it is. See, that's
a couple woos. Right, there's a couple woos.
Even got an I love it at the end.
I think he sounds good.
Oh my God.
And it wasn't Susan.
I know, listen.
And it wasn't Susan.
I love it.
I love it. That she got a groupie. It. She showed you her boobs. I'm just assuming that happened. The music sounds really good. The playing sounds amazing. Your singing sounds good. I don't see anything wrong with this.
Oh, I think it's fine, Monica. It's very, very kind. Dizzy, how you doing? You all right over there? You didn't pass out yet from the display?
No, I loved it, man. It was great.
And you know how I know it's good? I don't know that song at all.
I know he's holding back.
No,
you don't know it at all?
No, I don't know. I've never heard that song before in my life. So really? I'm just listening to how it sounds. You know what I mean? If I had something to compare it to, like, oh, that sounded nothing like that or whatever. I'm just going straight off, listening to it. It sounds good.
I don't know any of those songs. So to me, you were singing Roger Originals.
Yeah, it's in a band.
Nice. Well, that's my own song, Friend of the Devil. You can get it on my album, American Beauty. It's awesome. It's under my name, Grateful Dead. And then it's some point we played Gordon Lightfoot's Sundown.
Of course. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, you're going to sound great doing Sundown. That's your voice.
Yeah, I think it was an encore, actually. And out of two reviews on it, I got your dad's humming along to it, and it was very enjoyable from my mom. That's what I got. That's the reviews for this one so far.
I like.
So here's some Sundown.
Good about this video too is that there's a dog walking in front, like looking like this sounds like S, and I'm gonna show everybody what this sounds like in just a minute. It looks like it's about to go. No, this was actually
one of those cute labradoodles.
Yeah, this
it would have been
actually,
awesome if we would have taken a crap right there right in the middle. This is dog crap. Keep going.
That would have been awesome.
That's great. Who's on tambourine? Nobody on video is.
No, it's
on
a random person in the crowd. There were extra things like tambourine. There was a cowbell. There was some percussion. Oh. And people would just pick them up and start playing out of beat constantly. Nobody ever was in beat, and it was like really distracting.
Did you have any people of color there? Because I'm just saying, I might have jazzed it up a bit in that area.
They were working.
They were in the kitchen.
No. We did all our own kitchen stuff. I can't say there was anybody of color. Even the people I didn't know, I did not see. So it wasn't very diverse.
Rich white.
Well. Some of them, yes.
All right, all you boomer whites, here's some Gordon Lightfoot.
Boomer whites.
Get the party going.
Was there any head nodding, finger tapping during that song? Because that's your key. That they might not scream "Woo, Freebird," but they're gonna get into it if they like the way it sounds.
Yeah, I mean, we got a good response to Sundown, but I would say the finger tapping, woos, and stuff like that came later as we built the audience and built the momentum of the set. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
So Garage played and kept playing, and we built as we went. Sweet Melissa. All right, so this starts out good. And then, as JP would say, the wheels came off.
Oh, no.
So there's a point at which the wheels come off, and we start playing wrong chords, and I lose my place. Like, yeah. It's not as easy as it looks. Like, you guys who play in bars are so professional and make it look so easy. So here's two regular guys playing Melissa.
You're
on, always.
And stand by. Push through it. That's all that matters.
It sounded so much better in practice. It sounds like crap out of the shed. I blame the shed.
Damn shed.
So you know the song, but
no, I don't.
As you see, we had issues. You don't know Melissa?
No, I don't know the song. But so I don't have any idea of like what you're supposed to be, how you're supposed to sound.
Yeah, yeah. It's supposed to be just like that. That's exactly how the Allman Brothers sound.
I believe you.
And Brett, do we have one?
We have Wagon Wheel.
Oh, this one you'll know.
Oh no, yes, I do know Wagon Wheel. Right. Oh no, I don't, this is so random. How did you choose? Like, you have all these like rock songs, and you have Wagon Wheel.
Well, Wagon Wheel, Darius Rucker. I mean, we played "Hold My Hand" from Hootie, mm-hmm. and it was in the set. You know, same okay. thing. But our buddy Roy just happened. We were done, and we were sitting around just having some beers. And Roy came in, and he had his guitar, and we were like, "All right, let's play." So him and Gary played. So Garoy played guitars.
and Garage Roy?
And Raj didn't play any guitars. I just sang because we learned a song like in 3 minutes. So here's Wagon Wheel that we learned 3 minutes ago. And I got the words in front of me, thank God. Listen to the crowd on this one.
Yeah. Big hard harmony there. So this is three or four songs into.
This is actually after the original six.
Oh, okay.
This is one of like the encore, okay. just jam, hangout, jam things, and it got the crowd going, as yeah. you can tell.
You need more, yeah, crowd pleasers like that. You need to take a page again out of the Mike Halta. Pitbull yeah, toddler page. They play rock and stuff, but they crowd pleasers. When people mm-hmm. are going to be mm-hmm. like, oh yeah, let's.
Yeah,
I love the talking. This is in the background.
I've got laundry to do later. It's going to end. A rock me.
It's a raucous crowd. Go, Roger,
a good
sing.
Voice. Roger sings good.
Yeah,
I thought he could just talk. He sings good too.
Are people drunk?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
That one there. That one there definitely is.
I like her. She's having She's fun.
Great. She's great. Yeah. She came in like a party from the Islander Overtime win. She's like, woo!
Awesome.
She brought all that with her. It was
and
great.
She came to you for the after party. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yep, yep. Yeah, she was one of the original invited guests, so... Yeah, they came by. So that's pretty much how it went. Like, you can feel there's a certain level of play. That's the level we were at, like a 3 or 4 out of 10, mm-hmm. I would say, is about right. Something like that. Not great. What are you going to do? It's embarrassing.
But, why? No.
Because the effort's not and the gut's not, but the result, like, we're like, man, we played this morning at home, and in the living room, we sounded so much better. So
but
we
you
were
understand,
disappointed because, like, we were like, you know, didn't do it exactly as well as we could, but some of the stuff was good.
But we don't expect
Some
you to
it
be
was not as
like
good as we wanted.
70-year rock star veteran. Like That's you sounded true. Like you are a new group that's just having fun with your friends. That's what you sounded like. There's nothing
That's
wrong
really,
with that. Absolutely. You sounded good. That, you sounded like you were having fun. People were enjoying it. This is all that really matters.
Well, that was the goal, and you have the right attitude. I do not have the right attitude.
I mean, you're in it. You know, I'm not on there. You don't, you know, I understand how where your brain's at, but understand that people enjoyed themselves. If everybody left there like, dear God, we have to always come up with an excuse why they can never play again. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like that.
Now, I believe you said last week this was on a canal or it was on the water.
Yes.
You worried about neighbors and
I actually was from the shed. I was looking to see if anybody came out of their houses across the canal.
Yeah.
Because they're not far away. I mean, and to see if they came out, maybe sat in their lawn chair with a drink and a little tiki torch going.
Nothing.
And listen. No. Nobody came out. Yeah. They were hiding in their homes, I think.
Did you notice if anybody jumped into the canal and took their own lives based on what they were hearing?
I saw none of that. No. Nobody took their own lives.
Nobody lost their love of music entirely and just...
that's unknown.
And sold the house?
We haven't checked
across the canal?
What is the HOA called? And the cops arrived shortly after.
Oh, my goodness.
What is the number of dogs that were howling? Oh,
yeah, right,
what?
The one dog there, Max, Labradoodle, was covering his ears with his paws. Other than that, yep, there's Max.
Okay, and my question,
never
I always wondered
like
this
that before.
In life, basically, but like, so then how awkward and weird is it after? Because you're not plugged in anywhere. You said you're acoustic.
Right.
So you just, okay, thanks for coming out or whatever you say. And then you just put your guitar down and like walk over to the drink area.
And just hang out with
that's
everybody.
That's so weird. That's awkward to me. That's more awkward than anything.
You did good.
You're such a man of the people.
Oh, you guys did a good job.
You did really good.
Yeah, that's
You, Roger, I was just telling your wife, you sound great.
Now, excuse me.
That's not the bees talking. Oh, my God. Sorry, Roger.
And now, excuse me. I got to go do laundry.
Thank God this ended early because I have so much laundry to do. The Islanders took everything out of me.
Juan is on line one. Hello, Juan.
Hi, Juan.
Hey, Roger, man, you killed it. You guys crushed it. Don't sell yourself short, dude. It takes balls to do what you did.
Thank you, Juan. I mean, the balls, it is, I'll tell you, it was very uncomfortable, but I'll be more comfortable now that we did it. But thank you. I appreciate you, Juan.
But it's always different when a crowd of people are around and it's outside, your acoustics change, the temperament changes. Your adrenaline kicks in. But nah, man, don't sell yourself short, dude. Keep on rocking, brother.
All right, we tried our best. We'll try to do better next time. That's good. Thanks, Juan. Appreciate that.
You know, Roger, you know the audience, the people that listen to this show, they would crush you if they thought you were. They would and have no problems with making you feel like this tall. They wouldn't care. That's how they roll. So you know someone making an effort to call in and tell you you're good. You did good.
Yeah, the morning audience had no problem doing that. Well, it was a good time. Like, you know what, JP has said this a long time ago, when's the last time you did something for the first time? Mm-hmm. And so that's what this was. This was really like just putting it out there and be like, Darius, whatever.
Darius Rucker, you know, says that too. Speaking of which, you should put that in. You should put that in your rotate.
I should.
In your repertoire.
When's the last time you did something for the first time.
Exactly. And you're doing it. And I saw a little meme thingy today that said it literally said this thought of you. It said, you're never too old to learn a new instrument. You're never too old to learn how to sing in a choir. Like all of this. Yeah, and it's what you're doing. You're just living your best life after your kids are grown. Good for you.
Well, I'm definitely going to work on the voice a little more, and we're going to keep playing together. And I got a couple other guys who want to form a band. I'm jamming with them.
They're fun, my guitar lessons.
They're fun, but... What's that?
You got to have a name then, because you can't be Garage if you're not.
No, just me and Gary, Garage. That's the duo, you know. But when it comes to the band, I don't know what that'll be, but we'll see. That hasn't formed yet, you know. But And we're all the same level, so it should be really, really good, like that was.
But you'll grow together. You'll do gigs together. Now what? My question is then, what is the next step? So you did Shed Jam, which by the way, I'm assuming has two M's. Shed Jam.
One M.
Oh, that feels weird.
There weren't enough letters in the thing from Party City.
I will say, that picture you sent of the T-shirt, I'm like, I will pay money for that. I will as long as write the dates on the back and make it official, I'm in for that. But I mean, you have to have a next plan. Is there a birthday party or a friend's, you know, bar mitzvah? I don't know.
They were already talking about this summer having a pool party, maybe at our house, and putting like the two of us with these other guys. Maybe we'll make like a big like 6-person band and play a little bit at the pool party. Would be fun.
Yeah.
So maybe that's, you know, that could be like the end of July, something like that. So that gives us time, you know.
You'll get more comfortable and understand what the whole gig entails, because that was your first one. But honestly, step back from it all and understand, for your very first gig like that, on a scale of, or I should say, what grade would you give it? A, B, C, D, E, F? Is there an E?
A low C. I mean, for me, I would give it like a 3 to a 4 out of 10, you know, something like that. So, yeah, not, you know, whatever. I'm disappointed because I thought it would sound better than that. But upon further review, we don't sound as good as I thought in my ears, like in rehearsal. Finn's online too. Hey, Finn.
Hey, yeah, Roger, just let you know, Sarasota is the retirement community for Southern rockers, so if you're ever down this way, we're doing a meet and greet for Tampa, you know, the station or something. We're only an hour or so away. 54
Let's
minutes
go.
To be exact.
I know where it is.
Yeah. Got a lot of musicians. There's Ship of Fools is a Deadhead cover?
Tribute
band.
Nice.
I don't know if you've ever heard them. And a few other, you know.
Yeah, that
areas.
Sounds good. Thanks, Finn. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
That's it.
See?
We're going to play the retirement communities. That's the next goal.
That's exactly it.
And then we should. I mean, why not?
You just hit the 55-plus communities. They're always... And they would like all the music you're playing. And they would...
Yeah, I love it!
Yeah, it could be.
Do it.
Tom is on line one. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Roger. I liked what I heard. It was very, very mellow, and it sounded like you were in your groove, but... My question, I perform Neil Diamond, and when I go back and see myself playing back in video, I cringe because I think, why did I do that gesture there, or why did I do this here? When you watch your video played back, do you have, are you very self-critical, or is it easy to go with the flow? Are you comfortable watching yourself back? Because some people aren't.
In real life, I'm go with the flow, and looking at myself, I'm very critical. That's where I've been my whole career. So I do it in music, and I thought I looked goofy while playing, and you heard the result, and it is what it is. You know, it's fine. We'll get better. But, yeah, very critical.
Oh, yeah, was,
and, you know, my vocals weren't up to where I thought they were.
I didn't hear anything in that that sounded off. I'm with Monica. I like the fact that there's ambiance in the background and people talk. It sounds like an unplugged kind of bar.
That's what it was.
Feel, and I like that a lot. So keep it up, man.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. All right, bro, should we play some music on the way out? I mean, is there anything good that we could...
Let's play your version of Melissa.
Oh, that's great. Thank you. This is the way better recording.
It sounds really good, your version here.
Yeah, this is my guitar right here. Gary joins in right about here. There we go.
Oh, Roger, so much better. Yeah,
see, you're so hard on yourself.
You know, after a couple of listens, I'm now starting to hear for what it really is. Oh, way better. See, and just like that. That's perfect. Yeah. Thank you, Brett. It's really... Oh, crap. Just like Greg Oldman.
He's in a studio. You're in a shed. What do you want it to sound like? That's not fair.
There was a leaf blower on the shelf behind us, and one of our friends goes, why don't you turn on the leaf blower? Use it as one of your instruments.
Oh.
All right, enough about that.
But Roger, one more question. I say a lot of crap about my ex-husband, but the one thing I knew he was really good at, I could totally trust, was honesty. Like, if I sounded like crap that day on the radio, he would give me pointers. If I sounded really good and was funny, you sounded good. Like, honesty, nothing but honesty. Would Susan do that for you, or would she just kiss your ass and say, oh, you sounded great?
Yeah, no, she said she thought we sounded good, and she said she knew we missed some chords, and she also said, when you guys played in the family room, she goes, I heard those first two songs. You guys were way better at the house.
Oh.
I said, I know. But she agreed with me.
I love that she's honest with you, though. But she
goes, I love you for doing it. And she goes, the rest of it was fine. And Hold My Hand was where you peaked. And the rest of it, she goes, it was fine. She goes, everybody had a great time and loved it. So who cares?
Yeah.
She goes,
exactly.
You did the first one. Now you can go do the second one.
I love her.
Thank
that's
you for
perfect.
Loving me anyway.
Well, that's perfect. And she needed to be honest with you. If she just lied to you, it would just be weird. Yeah. You know what I mean?
I would know. I know what I'm seeing and hearing. I know what's going on.
So you feel like you sounded better at the house than in the garage?
Yeah, we were better in rehearsals. But whatever. It's, you know, live, you got one take. That's it. Don't screw up.
You prefer
and
voice.
Here's Greg Allman. Oh, no.
Leaf floor? Oh, my God. This is an improvement.
The lawnmower's kicking in.
This band's so good.
Dogs and lawn. Nice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.